Good day. It's May 4th, Saturday in the fifth week of Easter. We begin today with a passage from Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The feast celebrating the holy name of Jesus happens each year 8 days after Christmas on January 3rd. It was the angel Gabriel who announced Jesus' name to Mary, a name which in Hebrew means God saves. The Lord's name reveals both his identity and mission. St. Bernardine of Siena, who was born in 1380 and died in 1444, whom Pope Pius II called a second Paul, had a special devotion to the holy name of Jesus. When on mission and when preaching, he brought a monogram of the holy name that he created. St. Bernardine would hold the symbol up and bless the people with it. Many healings were attributed to invoking the holy name of Jesus. You may have seen this monogram before, surrounded by rays, and perhaps wondered why the letters I, H, and S are used. They represent the first three letters of the Greek name of Jesus. St. Bernardine suggested the monogram of Jesus be placed over gates and above doors to never lose sight of the blessings provided by the Lord. At a time when the Lord's name is increasingly used casually, and even as a curse word in conversation and in media, the next passage reminds us that the early Christians used to die for this holy name. We turn now to our scripture. All who heard him were astounded and said, "Is not this the man who in Jerusalem ravaged those who call upon this name and came here expressly to take them back in chains to the chief priests?" Acts chapter 9, verse 21. Ananias is not the only one bewildered about Paul. The Jews in Damascus are mystified as well. They knew his reputation. He had ravaged the followers of Christ in Jerusalem. Paul will later use this same word when writing to the Galatians, "I ravaged the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it." The followers of Christ are referred to as those who call upon this name. The name of Jesus is a constant refrain in the Acts of the Apostles. The phrase is used 27 times. One puts faith in this name, is baptized into it, miracles are worked through it, salvation is found in it, and disciples preach and suffer for this name. Later in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul said, "I am prepared not only to be bound, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." In his letter to the Philippians, Paul quotes an early Christian hymn that says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend." This is cause for pause in all of us. We have come to use the name of Jesus quite casually. The ancient custom of bowing one's head at the name of Jesus is a good one and perhaps needs to be retaught. You are on a first-name basis with Jesus. Use his name now as you speak with him and hear him use yours. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.